This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Right, we are back on 2016. I'm so excited. This is Marianne Niehaus, and bear with me today. I had a little bit of the bronchitis over the holidays, but we've got an exciting show for you today, and I'm excited to have my old sidekick co-host, Mr. John Fogg, on with me today. How are you, John?
Nowhere near as important as how are you. And my first thought was, she's alive! She's alive!
I know. It was touch and go there for a while, let me tell you. But
we talked yesterday, and I was convinced I was going to do this show all by myself.
I know.
Congratulations on your transformation, babe.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hey, I got a cruise here in like 15 days. I got to get back to prime shape here. So what's up?
As of this morning, one of the things I love doing is on my phone, I've got a weather app, and like everybody does, and I have the places where my favorite people in the world literally live, and so I check on your weather. You were 12 degrees this morning before you got a cold.
You know, it's been miserable here, cold-wise. What's crazy in Colorado is the sun comes out, right? So the sun comes out and things start to melt, but I mean, it's still, yeah, like 1 degrees.
You're sitting inside, you see this beautiful day outside, and you think, I gotta go out, and then you hit the outside, and it's like, no!
No.
We're at 50 today. And I decided, I made a rule that I wouldn't ride my motorcycle under 60. And so I said, oh, this is so beautiful. And the next 2 weeks are totally freezing cold. So I wrapped myself up. I put on the tights underneath my jeans and the extra sweater and pulled my sleeves down under the gloves and got on. And the darn thing wasn't working. The second cylinder was...
Oh, no.
Yeah. But anyway.
So no cruising today.
I proved to myself that I could go out and ride a motorcycle at 50 degrees, so I'm good. Hey, I have a question for you.
All right.
And it's a two-parter. What's the best thing that happened to you in 2015?
Wow.
See, folks, we do not rehearse these questions. This is live.
I know. I was going to say, I didn't know you were going to ask me that. You know, 2015 has been a really great year, and in a lot of different ways. But I think that what I have seen, and you know, I'm in network marketing, right? Is some real financial success starting to set in. You know, it's one of those things that for us, for my family, it was really something that we have been, you know, working towards. And while there was a lot of, for me especially, personal growth, which I'm committed to, and my commitment to that is stronger every year. So I felt like I had a lot of great personal growth, and along with that, the financial growth.
It may seem like an obvious answer, but it's not, because for everybody it's different. What made that financial success, really cresting that hill or wave, what makes that so important to you?
You know, I've been working with my group, and we've been really working on a money mindset, you know, because I think really our whole, especially, you know, the way I was raised, it was, you know, money doesn't grow on trees, you got to work really hard. And so when money comes sort of easy, you know, just as an example, while I was laying in bed sickly, I'm like, oh my gosh, I wanted to be out there just pushing it. You know, pushing the pig through the python this last week of the year, and I have this goal written up on my board. And you know what? I did it. And I didn't lift a finger. I didn't make a call. But my team did it. And I think the concept of what we've been working on, this money mindset, and what that's really meaning is, you know, at a certain point, you get to a point where, okay, you know, what am I going to do with all of this? What do I do with the next step? And not that I'm to that point yet, but knowing when it shows up, what do you do with it? And, you know, once you've, you know, played around with the, you know, 30-day cruises and the yachts and the this and the that and vacations and what have you, suddenly, you know, this, you've got this money sitting there that's so powerful. It's like, okay, now, you know, I want to give back in a bigger, better, you know, way. And what does that look like? So some of this financial side of it is starting to really see, I'm starting to really see visually where we're going with this. And while it's, you know, it's so much bigger, I mean, because once you get to that point, your bills are covered, whatever. Now that's really when the power starts to happen and you can really start giving back in a real powerful way. So I think part of that is what, you know, just saying, okay, things are taken care of, you know, things are covered. Where are we going from here? And it's really big. Did that answer them?
Oh, yeah. God bless. That's wonderful. Freedom.
Yeah.
But, you know, Tom,
yeah.
Tom is always asking, what's that thing that gets you up at 3:30 in the morning? Is it time? Is it health? Is it money? And, you know, once one of those things goes clunk and gets handled, the freedom that you have to creatively be more of you and to help other people do the same thing, it's one of the joys and glories of network marketing. So good on you, girl.
Thank you. Thank you.
Welcome.
I have no powerful question for you. I didn't even know if I was going to be able to talk much today, but one, you know, you and I have known each other for a couple of years. You're on the show kind of on and off. Thank you for being on. Actually, you were on, was it last week? Yeah, when I was,
yeah,
was
Bob
kind of
Beckel.
Delirious. Yeah, Bob
well,
Beckel was,
you know,
on. And
Tom wanted to have a drunk meeting, so he got me on.
Right. I don't think I fit into that. So, I mean, I know people.
You're not a spring alcoholic, Marianne. You were not invited.
No.
It was a closed.
I know. I may have to just so you know, I might have to cough every now and then, so I'm going to turn myself off. But anyway, what I just want to say is, you know, we just you and I, we've developed a great friendship. I appreciate you. I appreciate, you know, the mentoring that you've done with me, for me, and being a big part of that. And anyway, I'm just excited to have you on the show today. I'm excited about our guest, and I'm most of all excited that you're going to do the interview.
And you don't have to. Well, I usually describe myself as Tonto to Chenault's Lone Ranger. So
right.
Where,
what does
where
that make me? Am I like the bird on the shoulder thing, or what?
No. You're in the place where women of this world always are, and that is, you're the one running the show. And if it wasn't for you, none of us guys would have anything to do. We certainly
nobody
wouldn't have
know.
Any sense of direction. That's for darn.
That's true. I was going to say, nobody would have any direction on where to go, be, or whatever.
No, I'm totally,
I have to laugh because
I'm totally,
you know,
willing
to
let women run it all.
Oh, good. Yeah. Tom used to say all the time how he was all nervous. You know, people don't show up. And I go, well, why don't they show up? He goes, I don't know. Sometimes they just don't show up. And I said, well, you know, do you talk to them beforehand? What do we, you know, what do we need to do here? And I think, you know, just it's just the more communication. So that's, you know, what I work on is making sure I communicate.
good. We got to get out of here shortly, don't we?
Yeah, we're going to take a little break, and then we're going to have our guests on. And like I said, I'm really excited, and this is going to be a great show. And it's 2016. That's just blowing me away.
Time sure flies when you're having fun and making money, Mary Ann.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. So we got a couple minutes here. What? Tell me one thing that happened to you last year that you think kind of pushed you to, because you had some great things going on.
You know, we just we sat down, my wife and the two kids, and went around the table, round robin, with this question. It's a pet question of mine. It's from the book I'm doing, Speaking and Listening. What's the best thing that's happened to you, and what is it that makes that so special, something you appreciate, etc.? And so, you know, the kids did, and the way we do things around here is like playing Candyland. Youngest goes first, and since I'm the oldest by far in this family, I got to go last. And for me, last New Year's Eve, Mary Ann, I telling one on myself, I went to the movies. I left my family. I was feeling so alone and rejected and dismissed, dissed all over the place. I went out to the I went out and watched a movie all by myself in the theater. And for the first 6 months of 2015, it wasn't fun being here. And pretty much my marriage was at a crossroads, and I was going down the dead end street of that crossroads. And in June, my wife and I turned it around. Her fault. She started it.
Good for her.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, guy ain't going to do it.
No.
She basically said, look, I love you, and I'm not willing for this thing to go up in smoke or down the drain without giving it another try. And although I honestly didn't believe it was possible, we did. And so for me, 2015 is the year I got my wife back after about 13, 14 years of marriage and 17
years wow.
each other. And it has never, ever been this good. And I'm thrilled.
Good for you. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to be back in a few minutes here. We're going to have our guest, and I want you to give just this. I'll pull us in, and you give an incredible intro, because I think you can do Casey a great job. All right, we'll be right back. Thanks for listening to the Tom Chenault Show.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Message and data rates may apply.
When did American men get so soft? Today's average red-blooded American man has less testosterone than his father, and his father has less testosterone than his father. Before we turn into a country of powder puffs, Force Factor is launching the Man Up America event. We want to send every man in America a complimentary bottle of the breakout supplement taking GNC by storm. Test X 180 Ignite, loaded with free testosterone-boosting manliness. Get your complimentary bottle by texting ACTIVE55 to 369-369. During workouts, Test X 180 Ignite raises levels of free testosterone in your body to help build lean muscle. Plus, it helps burn fat, fuel sexual desire, and improve performance. Now you can continue to feel like the real men that made this country great. Do yourself a favor. Do America a favor. Text ACTIVE55 to 369-369 for your complimentary bottle. That's a complimentary bottle by texting ACTIVE55 to 369-369.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family. By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
All right, we are back with the Tom Chenault Show. This is Marianne Niehaus. I got John Fogg on with me today. This is kind of a short segment, but we're going to bring our guests on, and I have passed over the torch to John Fogg here to do the blessings and the intro.
Thank you, thank you. One of the things that I've loved about Tom Chenault graciously inviting me to be on his radio show with Marianne is that I get to meet people that I haven't met. And usually it's somebody involved in home-based business network marketing that I've only been able to see from a distance and kind of watch bits and pieces of. And that's so for our guest today. You probably don't hang out with the same guys and gals I do in network marketing. I've been blessed to have as friends some of the top income earners in this business. And one of the things that bothers them recently has been the proliferation of people who are out there putting out their shingles as trainers who aren't doing the business. And I tell you, it really catches in the craw of a lot of the leaders, and they're reluctant to let these trainers get their hands on their people for that very reason. This is not true with gentlemen we're going to be speaking with today. He is a trainer, and he's doing some pretty exciting and interesting stuff out there. It certainly is unique, but this year he was just named Global Distributor of the Year for his company. This is a man who is walking his talk, and he is doing what he's talking to us and training us about. And that Global Distributor of the Year is all the more remarkable because he's in a company, and I will be an adult and mention the company, send out cards. So when he gets that distinction, that means that a guy like Jordan Adler who is one of the greatest networkers in the world, didn't get it, and he did. I think that's saying something. He's got some interesting stuff going on. He talks about bringing what he calls big business principles into the building of his business and training people outside of the company as well. He's getting into a thing called marketing dollars. And I want to talk to him about that because it's very close to a concept I learned from Michael Gerber called the value of a lifetime customer. He's got some fascinating stuff he's doing, and so I'll quit the introduction and get to that fascinating stuff and introduce you to somebody I'm going to meet today for the first time, Casey Eberhardt. How are you, sir?
I am absolutely phenomenal. How are you, John?
I'm almost as good as you, so I'm happy to be with you and let you carry me along.
Well, it's funny. I was just flipping through your book, The Greatest Networkers in the World, and what's so fantastic about our profession is how you can meet people and get to know them. And it's funny because I was looking through the book one of that, and it's funny how back in 2012. I didn't know very many of those people. I didn't know who they were. And through just the profession, I now it's kind of like a Rolodex of who are my friends. It's really interesting. But that's one of the greatest things about our profession, right, is meeting people that are along the same journey, growing, building businesses, having a good time, and doing things a little bit different, a little bit out of the ordinary from the masses. And I just think that's what's so amazing about what we do. And I just got to commend you on your book because I love it. I read it as inspiration. Anytime I get irritated or down on myself, it's a quick, easy read to be able to pick up and pull up one of my friends and read what they wrote clear back in 2012.
Well, it's a business of stories and especially personal stories. And it's more a business of who to rather than how to. Tell me, what were you doing when you got bit for the first time by network marketing? What life direction were you in when you got sidetracked into this?
Well, it's actually really funny, so I'll try to keep it as short as I can because I don't know how much time we have
two
in the segment.
So.
We have what?
Minutes. Got 2 minutes. Do it.
Oh, wow.
Go.
2 minutes. Okay, so I had never heard of network marketing in my life, didn't know what it was. I came from the film and television business. I had come off of winning a ginormous award in the entertainment world. Some of you may have heard of it. It starts with an O and ends in an R. But I had an equipment rental company for film and television equipment. A buddy of mine called me up out of the blue and said, hey, do you ever send thank you cards to your customers? I said, no. He said, I've got this system. I said, I'm in. I thought it was such a cool process that I told my insurance agent about it. She jumped on and joined by calling the company corporate, and I got a check, and
okay.
I had no idea why.
Oh, my gosh. All right. We are going to take a quick break.
That was a quick one, wasn't it?
It was. It was very quick. But we'll be back, and we'll have a long segment. So thank you so much. You're listening to The Tom Schnall Show, Casey Eberhardt, and John Fogg.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
We are back. We are back on the Tom Chenault Show. This is Marianne Niehaus with John Fogg. We've got Casey Everhart here, and if I said that right, but I love that because then all of a sudden you said you got a check, right? We all love that in network marketing.
That's your favorite thing this year.
It's my favorite thing. Well, you know, I think so many people just have such a misconception. It's just almost frightening how they have, you know, just are so against it just because of their, I mean, I've asked people and they can't even give me a good explanation, you know, just to set it, the fact that they don't think that it works. And when you figure out that it does, like I said, I'm laying in bed sick going, oh my gosh, I just met my goal this month without even making a call. So anyway, with that, yeah, go ahead, John.
There's an arrogance that we have in network marketing.
It's true.
About we're so different. That doesn't apply to us. We don't do it that way. And one of the things Casey's doing right now that intrigues the dickens out of me is he says he's putting big business principles and applying them to building his business and training his people. I want to know about that because most network marketers, you talk big business, and they run the other way screaming. Casey, what's up with that?
Yeah, so, you know, look, I come from owning and operating multiple businesses in multiple verticals. Okay, so network marketing for me, I fell into it. I literally didn't know anything. I got a check, and I had to call the company and ask why they sent me a check. I had no idea that I got paid for signing somebody up. I just was showing my interest rate. I thought this was cool. She must have called the company on her own. So when I realized that there was another model to generate income from, and when I started really studying it, and ironically, you mentioned Jordan Adler at the top of the hour. Funny thing about Jordan was I had to call Jordan because he was the top guy and say, I don't understand any of this. I've never heard the term network marketing. I've never heard relationship marketing. I've never heard multi-level marketing. Like, I had never been exposed to any of this, and I was a serial entrepreneur. And so what I did understand about business was some key principles in business, right? So the first principle that I understood was distribution. And that is that he or she in business that has the widest and the biggest distribution will always win the game. I also knew that if I could outspend my competition in generating a lead or outspending my competition in terms of generating a distribution channel, then I would always win the game, right? So, I use the example of McDonald's. When McDonald's first started, they concentrated solely on making multiple locations, tons and tons of locations. They were building out a distribution channel. Interestingly enough, that the day that McDonald's decided to sell chicken sandwiches, because they had laid the groundwork and built the distribution channel, the day they started selling chicken sandwiches, they became the number one purchaser of poultry in the country. Because they had already built the distribution channel, so once the distribution channel was built, then they just added products into that distribution channel, and it went like wildfire. And I think what happens in network marketing is that we concentrate on getting everybody to do, like, next to nothing, right? That's what we pitch. We pitch, oh, it's so easy. Get out a piece of paper, write down the 16 people that you know in your entire lifetime, and we're going to go pitch the business to them. And to me, that is so small-minded that it doesn't really play a big game at all. So for me, I'm looking at how do I build a wide-ass distribution channel. Sorry, I'm not supposed to swear. A big distribution channel. Can you guys hear me?
Yes. No, I mean, I didn't hear the swear. Sorry, go.
Oh, sorry. No, I'm not sorry then. So the bigger the distribution channel, the bigger the audience. The bigger the audience, then we can have a few of those people join us in the business. Right? Like I say to my team, if I call you and you can tell me everything there is to know about your current prospects, we are not playing a big enough game. The reality is that if you have so many people to talk to that you can't keep track of them all, that's a great place to be in, right? And so when you have systems and process to do some of the follow-up, that puts you in a better position. The other thing I understood was that it's going to take money to make money. So for me, I know my numbers, right? So I'm just going to make some numbers up for the purpose of this discussion, right? When AT&T, Sprint, and all of these companies used to acquire customers, it used to be they would send us a check in the mail to get us to change our long-distance carrier or to get us to change our mobile phone service, right? Right now in the marketplace, we got mobile phone companies that are willing to pay up to $650 to have you change where your mobile phone is. The reason they're able to do that is they understand the lifetime value of that customer, and they're okay spending $650 to get you as a customer because they know that ultimately your value to them far exceeds $650. Make sense?
Yes, it does.
Make sense, guys? Okay, cool.
Yeah.
So why don't we do that in network marketing? Right? We're so focused on telling people to go sit down with their hairdresser and talk to them about the business, whereas what we have is we have a new group of people coming in that are saying, okay, look, if when I sign somebody up in my business, I make X amount of dollars. So let's say I sell a package for $500 and I make $200. And then I make residual on that, and it's leveraged residual, which means we get a piece of the action of everybody that we bring on, right? Again, it's distribution. I sometimes think of it like a vending machine business, right? Every distributor I bring on is like a vending machine. Some vending machines are placed better to sell more. Others are unplugged, turned around in the corner of a wall. I'm still willing to invest in that vending machine, to purchase that vending machine, or to have that vending machine come aboard my business, because I know ultimately over time it's going to create a massive windfall of cash flow for me. So what I look at is, how do I build a wide distribution chain? How do I build an audience, right? And then how do I insert my product or service into that audience? And how much am I willing to spend to gain one customer or one distributor, right? So if you spend $500, if you sell a product for $500 and you make $300 when somebody comes on board, well, for me personally, I'm willing to spend $299 or $300 of my own money in marketing and building that distribution channel and doing what I have to do to bring that person aboard, because I know that after that, that might be my upfront money, but now I make residual money. I make bonuses on that. I get into global bonus pools. I understand the numbers of this game so that it becomes not about playing a smaller game. I think one of the biggest challenges we have in network marketing is we have all these people that stand on stage. And, John, I love what you said about trainers that don't actually build a business. It drives me freaking crazy, right? And you have them all stand up there and go, okay, well, let's all pick up the telephone and just call cold people, or let's just call the 12 people you know. Well, whatever. Here's what I know. I know that birds of a feather flock together. So for me, even though I've heard the fortunes in the follow-up and people have been followed up with for 5, 6, 7 years before they join and they go off and join a big business, here's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for the people that are decision makers fast. Now, $500 or $1,000 is not a big deal to them. They want to play a big game. They want to go build a big business. Why? Because you know who they hang out with? Other people just like that. You know what happens when we go and we start to prospect and we start to bring people into the business that have taken 12 years for them to actually take a look at the business, and they don't do what they say and they're not going to, you know who their friends are? Same group of people. So you can go slow or you can go fast. I choose to go fast, build big, build wide, and then the key component, I think, that sets me apart from a lot of different leaders in the space is that I open up everything to I open up all of my trainings, all of my calls, all of my everything to everybody in the profession and everybody in my company, rather than just making it Casey's team. Right? Because I want the wider distribution. I know that the more people that subscribe to my kind of big player thinking, the faster we grow the whole company. The faster the whole company grows, I get to benefit that on the back end from things like global bonus pools, so on and so forth, because I know the comp plan to the point where I play inside that space. So I think we've got to start playing on a bigger scale rather than playing on this small scale where we tell people, take out a post-it note and write 3 people down on that piece of paper and let's go chit-chat with them. Right?
Where are you finding these people? What are you doing to attract the kind of people you're after? These people who are willing to drop $1,000, $5,000 on building a business.
That's the greatest part, John. All I have to do is build a bigger distribution chain and those people appear. So let me give you some ideas, some of the things I do. I do a weekly podcast, right? That podcast is called the Double Your Check Call. I've done it for the past 7 years. It's a call-in show. I do it on InstaTeleSeminar. I build an email list. I send that email list an email every week saying, hey, this is what I'm going to talk about this week. Some of those people join. And I'm always looking for the ability to put somebody on that list rather than do the presentation. So for me, I'm more about building the audience than I am the presentation, because I know the presentation is going to take care of itself. So if I'm out, let's see, when I'm on Facebook, perfect example. On Facebook, I look at people that want to build this huge network marketing business, and they've got 400 friends on Facebook. The thing is called social media. So the first thing I do is make sure that I'm working with people that have over 4,000 friends. Why? Because somebody that posts a message to 4,000 friends, somebody with 400 friends has to work 10 times as hard to get that same push. So the other thing I do is I'm always, and this is, I'm glad you brought it up because this is kind of the cornerstone of what I do, and that is I look to put myself in circles of influence and work with other influencers. So who are those other influencers? People in other companies. You know, we have companies that go out of business all the time. I bring on several people because I've figured out how to serve and give them value ahead of time. So if something happens to their company or their organization, they consider me a friend. They're at least going to give me a look, right? I'm friends with lots of speakers. Why? Because speakers have audiences. I have no interest. This is going to sound really harsh. I don't have an interest in sitting down, having a one-on-one conversation with somebody that has no friends, no social life, no network, nothing, trying to help dig them out of a bad place. That's just not where I come from, right? I want to look for the movers and shakers. Who are those people? They're the authors. They're the speakers. They're the radio show hosts. They are the CEOs. They're the C-suite people. They're the people, even if you're in a networking event, it's the organizer. Right? It's the speaker. It's the organizer. It's the biggest yap jobs that you can find. We all know them. We got to look for the people that have influence already. What I'm not looking to do is help somebody get influence. That skill set is something they're going to have to want and desire on their own. What I can do is help give them the platform to be able to do that.
Casey, nice. I'm sorry, John. We're going to take a quick break, but thank you so much. We are on the Tom Chenault Show. We'll be right back. And this is I love this stuff. You're right. I don't want to work with those people either. Did I just say that?
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Lifetime Grace 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
All right, we are back on the Tom Chenault Show, and we've got John Fogg and we've got Casey Ebhardt, and this, I'm really loving this. And, you know, Casey, something that you said, I think, you know, if somebody has no friends, you know, they give you every excuse in the world. Those are not the people that I do not want to push, pull, or drag anyone. And it's not that those people don't come along, you know, after a while. But, you know, going and kissing some frogs and getting your experience someplace else and then coming in, like you said, you know, with this influence, having some sort of influence. And as you were talking about that, I was just visualizing all these different people that I know that they have already established that influence. And you coming from where you were before and kind of massaging that all into everything and then network marketing. Tell me how, because I came from the corporate world and it took me a little while to kind of wrap my head around it. So John and I were kind of chatting back and forth and didn't know, I'm trying to think of what to do on this last segment. So I guess what I came up with, I didn't tell John about, but tell me how you massaged all of that into your mindset as you started creating these leaders and how those people, trying to wrap my head around this, but like, you know, because you take these people and maybe they're not exactly, like when you came in, you didn't exactly know what you were doing, so you go to Jordan Adler. Well, now you've got people coming in, they're like, all right, I want to be doing this. What do I do? So how do you massage that leadership aspect of, and along with that business aspect? Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. And my answer is going to be actually kind of boring and probably not one that the majority of people in network marketing really want to hear.
Okay.
I don't massage it because I'm not looking to work with people that I have to massage. What I'm looking to do is work with people that come to the table with that already in them and just giving them a platform to play on a bigger scale. So, do I work with people? Yes, but I don't have to worry about somebody else's mindset because the reality is I think in network marketing what we've done is we've taken a business model, we've given really no good training on it, we give no real good skill set training on it, and then we sell somebody something, and then just because they happen to sign up after us, we're their boss or we're their leader. Right? Whereas, you know, I fired my upline within the first 2 hours of me signing up, pretty much, because I'm an independent distributor. I get my own 1099, and my job is to bring customers and new reps to the table. The company does everything else. So I know this is probably not the most flattering thing to say, but I'm not looking to massage somebody else. What I want is I always know that if I play at a super high level and then I provide places for those people to plug into, weekly calls, training, live events, weekly calls, webinars, and I can provide that system or that place for those folks to fall into, that's my massage. But I'm probably not the best sponsor if somebody wants me to spend 10, 12, 15, 20 hours with them teaching them how to make a list and put a business in front of somebody. If they don't have a network and they don't have a skill set enough to figure out that we give them some videos or we try the service or whatever, we make them drink vitamins or put makeup on their face or try something, if it takes that much time to train somebody how to do that, to me that's really not the right person to work with me personally, right?
Yeah.
I don't kiss a whole lot of frogs, right? I might kiss a few, but those frogs are going to be put into, hey, this is my training, this is where you want to plug into, and then I can leverage that training and leverage that mindset. So for me, the mindset, I just never had that issue with the mindset. So for me, the mindset piece is, like, I don't quite get why we in the profession have placed that much emphasis on the mindset. Now, I will say that what we do is we have personal development companies with a compensation plan attached. So it is all about personal development and mindset and the journey. I get that. I just think from a business perspective, sometimes we focus too much on that rather than saying, great, you have 400 friends on Facebook. Let's get that to 4,000. How do we do that? Let's go find the ideal customer for our product. Let's go hang out where they hang out. Let's get to know them, and let's get to know the leaders of people that know lots of them. And then let's introduce the business to that person and let them take it to all of their followers. I don't know if that's the best answer for you, but I think sometimes in network marketing as leaders and as big team builders, we're kind of taught and trained to still play a really small game. And I don't think that way. My brain works on large scale, large, big businesses, are not focused on having their sales reps go and sit down and show you how to use a cell phone in order to make money on you using their cell phone.
Right.
Some people are going to get it. Some people aren't going to get it. Those people that don't get it, go to YouTube, type in how to use a cell phone, and they'll figure it out. If they can't figure it out, they're going to go to some other company, and they go to some company and tax the resources on that company.
Right. And I like what you said because – oh, sorry.
No, I was just going to say, I think so often we're, I think we have to keep it simple, right? Simplicity plus enthusiasm equals massive duplication. That's one of the phrases I use all the time. We got to keep it simple. But simplicity doesn't mean spending 25 hours with somebody, because the reality is people ask themselves only two questions.
Hey.
Is it real and can I do it?
Yeah.
And if the can I do it
real quick,
because
we're almost done.
Meeting.
I don't want to miss out your website.
I was going to say, don't spend too much time with people.
Yeah. All right, we are done.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions, so I don't have to, which is good, because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins, so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Hi, I am Kelly Cook, the Chief Marketing Officer here at Kmart. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States, or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? Guess what? You can help. Join me and Kmart for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. So start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.